A busload of Spanish and American journalists go through security to see the new exhibit and, of course, to record the arrival there of King Felipe and Queen Leticia. SAMA's director Katie Luber says there's much to see in the new 500 Years of Spanish Painting exhibit.
Great paintings from 8 of the most important museums in Madrid on our city's tricentennial.
That tricentennial is the reason why the royals visited San Antonio, though the exhibition's origins actually predate the scheduled visit.
Yes, we were planning this for many, many years, and we like to think that this exceptional exhibition was part of the reason that the King and Queen were excited about coming to San Antonio.
As to what the exhibition covers, its title is accurate.
So it starts with the Gothic era, goes through the Renaissance, El Siglo de Oro, which is the 17th century, through the Age of Enlightenment into Goya, then looking into the 19th century and ending with Picasso, who is the great triumph of modernism.
Mayor Ron Nirenberg thinks the royals enjoyed their tour of the Alamo City.
They were very appreciative of the diversity of our culinary community. In fact, I had a long discussion with the king about how much the culinary community has driven trade and tourism.
Last night, the king and queen dined on food cooked by the city's culinary superstars.
Certainly, we were glad to bring out 3 of our top chefs here in San Antonio.
The exhibit opens Saturday to the public, and late this afternoon, the royal couple head to Washington, D.C. to meet the Trumps. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.